Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
We are going to try something brand new this morning on the Jeff and Jen Show. Are we going to do it right here?
Yeah. Did we hook up to Sean Winter yet?
Yeah, we did. We just talked to Karen in Snellville. She's taking her little sis.
Lucky Karen. Yeah, we just have to come up with the name of this segment. Like, we have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We have our participant. We just need the name of it.
Okay.
The idea is that a man comes on the radio and presents a situation he finds himself in that is confusing to him.
He finds himself in a little bit of hot water, maybe.
Right.
He can't quite understand why.
With his wife or a girlfriend or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So our idea is that we get a jury of females on the air to hear his case. And then that jury...
Because we're all allowed a jury of our peers, but you're saying it would be his woman's peers, his girlfriend or his wife's peers.
Right. And that jury will determine whether or not the woman was just overreacting... Or if the woman was in the right and the man needs to fix things and apologize.
So Kelly and Janine and I get to be on the jury?
Right. And then we'll line up and we'll get like just four other women who are listening. Okay?
Okay.
And all the women will cast a vote and the majority rules.
Okay. So we will cast a verdict.
Yes. So we just have to decide on the name. And Jen, we had a name last week, but you've changed your mind.
Well, our name last week I thought was funny, but I also am there for my fellow parents that are, you know, trekking in work with their kids or, you know, doing drop off at daycare or doing drop off at school or whatever. And I know that you want to listen and have like a chance to listen to something cool and funny and edgy, which we try to be on our show, but not something that's going to be turning you off.
Right.
I don't want you to change the channel by the name of it. So our very funny original name was...
The Vajayjay Jury.
Which is hilarious.
So funny. I totally agree. Well, could we just call it the Vajury?
The Vajury?
Because I like jokes that go right over kids' heads. They're not going to ask too many questions about it, but it wouldn't be something that you'd have to explain every time. And I also don't want people to not understand what the segment's about.
Okay. So we will call a jury of women... weighing in on whether or not a guy was wrong, the Vajury.
Is that okay? Kelly's still mad.
I know. I like the Vajayjay Jury. I just like saying it.
It's so funny. I'm just afraid it would be off-putting if you had kids in the car. And you know what I'm talking about with those jokes, like the ones in Disney movies?
Sure.
They're written for the adults. They go right over their heads. That's kind of where I... That's the space where I want our show to live, you know?
Mm. Right,
I don't want to live in Trash Town because we graduated from there, Jeff.
Here's what we need, though.
Ooh, burn.
So let's get four women on hold right now. Combined with you, Kelly, and Janine, Jen, that's a panel of seven women on the Vajury.
Got it.
And Tyler will join us next to talk about what happened at a party he was at with his wife.
Okay.
Resulted in a fight the whole ride home.
Uh-oh.
Is wifey crazy or was Tyler in the wrong? You decide. Next. All right. Let's get our vajurists on. Lena in downtown Atlanta. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Lena.
Mina in Atlanta. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Amber in Alpharetta. Hi.
Hi.
And Diamond in Kennesaw, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, ladies, I just need you to listen to this oath, and after I read it, if you agree to participate, just say, I will. And this applies, Kelly, Janine, and Jen, to you as well, okay?
Okay, we're getting sworn into the vajury.
Right.
Okay.
All right. This is your va-oath. Va-oath. Your va-joth. All right. Ladies, for the next five... Hold on. Ladies, for the next 5 minutes, do you promise to vote in favor of what's right and fair, suspending all rules of girl code? If you agree, say, I will.
I will.
All right. Hold on, ladies, and we are going to hear from Tyler. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, thanks, yeah.
The vajury has been sworn in, and we are ready to hear your case. We are calling this the case of the stinky skanky.
Whoa, that sounds raw.
Tyler, go ahead and tell us what happened at the party you were at with your wife.
I was at this party. It was my wife's work party, actually. And I was across the room talking to one of her coworkers that I've known for a little bit. And so she was like on the other side of the room. And I guess you would say a quite attractive woman walked up to me, and she said that I smelled really good, and asked to smell me. So really? I didn't want to be rude, and I said she could. So she leaned in like towards my neck, and smelled my neck, and then asked me, you know, what I was wearing, what cologne I was wearing. I actually don't remember the name. My wife got me the cologne, so that's what I told her. I said, I don't know. My wife got me the cologne. You should go ask her. Alice called. She walked away, and I thought that was going to be it, except she came back a couple minutes later with one of her girlfriends, and she too wanted to smell me, and she leaned in. And also smelled around my neck, you know, because it's cologne. And, and my wife, it caused a fight with me and my wife because she saw me from across the room. And she felt that she thought I was flirting with them or that they were flirting with me. I shouldn't have let them smell my neck. But it was, I don't know, it was harmless. I was just like, whatever, you know, I was just trying to be nice and polite, at her work party.
Expect you to do? Shove the women away who are actually complimenting her because she bought you the cologne. This is
if you're going to be the judge presiding over this case, Jeff, you can't have an opinion. Number one. Number two is: are we open for questioning?
Sure,
Judge. Question of the defendant here.
No room for questions, but go ahead.
Okay, so Tyler. Did these women, when they approach you, actually touch you in any way? Did their noses touch your neck?
No, their noses didn't touch my neck, no.
Did they
touch... One of them grabbed the back of my neck. That was it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And did they touch you in any other way? Did they put their hands on your arms to, like, be able to lean in and smell you?
No, they didn't touch my arms.
They didn't? Okay.
JP.
But one touched your neck.
Yeah. You guys, JP, will you ask a question for me?
Yes.
Will you ask if he placed their hands on his body at any time or if they
freely
did that?
You guys are not in the vajury, and you know why. So let me ask you something, Tyler. Did you put your hands on them in any way?
No, I didn't know. I did not touch them.
And what kind of cologne are you wearing?
I think it's polo. It's some polo.
Okay. It's something that your wife, and your response, I will say, was correct. I don't know. Something my wife gave me. You should go ask her. She's right over there.
Yeah, glaring at you.
This is ridiculous. So, the fact that this is even.
Tyler, do you feel like you were just being polite?
Yes, of course. That's exactly, yeah.
And let me guess, your wife thinks that you should have never let them sniff you. You should have immediately poured your drink on their face. How dare they compliment something on you?
I have never.
I can't believe you would let them. What does that look like from over where I'm standing?
You guys want to be on the vajury so bad.
Yeah, you do.
We need a gavel.
You got to. We got different parts. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We will come back, and Tyler, the women of the jury will render their verdict, which to me...
Wait, I have one more question for him,
though. It's going to be unanimous.
Is your wife still mad at you, or is the fight over?
I mean, the fight is over, but she, I think she holds a little resentment. Yeah.
Are fights ever over in a relationship?
Yeah. Next time they go to a party, she's going to be like, all right, have a good time and don't let anybody sniff you.
Are you sure you want to wear that polo?
He even answered it properly by saying, my wife gave me this cologne.
So the question for the jury is, did she overreact and owes him some sort of apology?
Or is she just being a crazy woman and he doesn't need to worry about it no more?
Or was she in the right? Did he act in the wrong way? Should he have done something different?
And there's no asterisk, disclaimer things, but you should have done. It's just yes or no.
Why are you so angry? You don't even know what the verdict is going to be.
The jurors will render the verdict after the issues.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning. And 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
This is the case of the woman who sniffed too much. Tyler and his wife were at a party. Woman walked by Tyler and said, wow, you smell good. Can I get a whiff of your cologne? She leans in close to his neck. A few minutes later, she returns with a friend. They both sniff his neck. One of them actually placing their hand around said neck.
Tyler said, what is that? What scent are you wearing?
And Tyler answers correctly, I don't know exactly what brand it is. My wife got it for me. His wife, however, on the other side of the room, watching this all go down. And if your email is accurate, Tyler, the entire car ride home was a fight, correct?
It was, yeah.
All right. The jury has met in their chamber. And they are about to render the verdict. So we'll start with Amber in Alpharetta. Hey, Amber.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us if you think the wife was overreacting or is Tyler in the wrong?
Based off the information, I'd say she overreacted.
Thank you. One vote for overreacting. Mina in Atlanta. Oh, thank you for your service. Mina, what do you got?
I've been in a similar situation, actually, but I knew the people who, sniffed them. That was fine. But if some random girl went up to my guy in the bar, grabbed his neck, even if she had asked, and then he gave permission, I would be like, if she didn't ask, she'd be the one in trouble. But he gave permission for him to come up to the neck, which can be a very sexual place.
Mm-hmm.
And say, yes, you may sniff my neck. If she had sniffed his shirt or something, it'd still bother me, but I'd be like, whatever. But she, went up to his neck, grabbed it.
You're being far too vachatty.
So, Mina, do you believe that he was in the wrong?
He was wrong.
He was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. Girl.
And now you can tell your boss you had jury duty today.
The jury duty. Lena in downtown Atlanta.
Hey, so based on the information given to the jury, I say the wife totally overreacted.
It's two votes for overreacted. One vote. Thank you very much. Kelly Cheese, what is your vote?
Look, I'm going to tell you something. If I was in a room standing across from my husband and watched women come up and touch his neck, like that woman said, it's a very sensual place. And then they put their mouth up close to it. No, no, no. I think it is all his fault. I like his reaction, but I'd have been like, girl, back up off my man.
That's your problem is with her, though.
Yeah, but it's his fault that he let her get that close. It's a problem.
What's she supposed to
her
mace?
Vote in favor of Tyler's in the wrong.
Yep, it's his fault.
And producer Janine, do you have a vote?
I see both sides, but I do think that an entire car ride home is an overreaction. I just would have been like, watch for the signs. They were totally hitting on you. Don't let it go that far again. And that'd be my comment. So I think as far as overreacting, I think she overreacted.
All right. And Jen Hobby, overreacted or did not overreact?
I'm going to go based on the information that has been presented to the court.
I love the way all the women are leaving it open, like, well, I don't think we're hearing the whole story.
Based on the information we've been given from the defendant, I will say wife overreacted.
No, Jen. No.
Because I would have taken that as an opportunity to come up and not only sniff his neck, kiss his neck, and stand there as in, this my man.
Yep.
And I bought that cologne. Didn't I do a good job? Boom.
Well, yeah, of course. Still his fault.
Tyler, you are off the hook. Save your money on flowers and go buy another bottle of that cologne because it obviously works.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Yeah, stop wearing that. It is attracting too many women.
Congratulations, Tyler. You've been the first defendant on our new segment. What are we calling it?
The Jeff and Jen Show's The Jury.
The Jury. Jobs are stupid.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.